the night shift with Luke Burner across Australia. Very good morning to you, Lukey. How are you this morning?
Matt, I'm very well. How are you? I've got a question for you this morning. Interesting talker. Have you ever been guilty of judging a book by its cover?
Well, I mean, you know, you sent me through a photo this morning and almost vomited.
Okay, I'm talking about a young bloke called Michael. He is he's heavily pierced. He's got tattoos. He's cut his tongue into a V so it looks like a snake. He tried to put those holes in his ears. You know how you see that sometimes?
Yeah.
And his ears split.
So I must admit, I mean, it wasn't anything to do with the way that he looked. It was just some of the things that he had done, like the split tongue. I mean, ugh.
And he wants more. He wants more work.
He wants more!
Well, before we go any further, let's have a listen to this bloke.
I've got 42 piercings. I've got a full sleeve on my ribs, my neck, and I'm due to be getting my face tattooed in about 3 weeks.
There we go. Amazing, isn't it?
And he wants more work done. He wants horns put in his head.
Horns?
Did you hear that?
Horns?
Yeah, horns. He's going to have his tongue split even further, and he's going to have magnets put into his arms to make his arms look bigger. I know. He's got 42 piercings. He did have 52, God love him, but he took 10 of them out so he could have more tattoos done.
Right.
But, you know, when I spoke to this bloke, he's actually very intelligent. He works with disadvantaged kids. He is a mentor for young kids suffering mental health issues. And this is the way he wants to look. Now, if he turned up to take my daughter to the movies, I'd be horrified. I would be absolutely horrified. But you know what? He's allowed to look like what he wants. If he gets a job, good luck to him. I don't know if he will, unless it's JB Hi-Fi, where everyone looks a little bit like that, but no one cares. But they know their product really well. So, I mean, look, good luck to this kid. But I, at first, thought, I'm going to have a crack at this kid. But at the end of the conversation, I really quite like him. The photos of him are on our Facebook page. And I just wonder, are we all guilty of judging a book by its cover sometimes? You know, you look at someone and you think you've got them pegged. And by the time I finished my conversation with Michael, I think I was wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I would never judge anyone by the way that they look. I mean, I myself are covered with tattoos. I've got a couple of piercings and nipple rings.
But see, that's
and that
why
sort of
you
thing.
Work in radio. I mean, you're not going to read the news on Channel 9 tonight, are you?
But, you know, and why not?
But you'll be doing breakfast on Sun Radio on the Triple M network, no worries, because we can't see you. Anyway, the question is, have you ever judged a book by its cover and got it wrong, and been proved wrong? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Have a look at this bloke. He's on our Facebook page.
All right, 132710, the number 132710. The Facebook page that Luke speaks of is The Night Shift on Triple M. If you go there, you'll be able to see the photo. But give us your thoughts this morning on that one. Thank you, Lukey, as always. Lukey's back tonight with The Night Shift at midnight.